B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kyrie, with 10 seconds to go, pulls up. He takes a crazy deep three. It's no good. Back iron. Rebound head up in the corner. Mo Harkless has got it. Gets it away to Damian Lillard. He almost threw a pass away, but the clock's going to run out. It'll hit triple zeros. And another difficult night and a difficult game to watch. This one comes in front of the home fans. Portland Trailblazers beat the Celtics in November, handing them their longest losing streak of the year at 4. They've done it again tonight. Celtics playing poorly at a brutal portion of the schedule, and it has added up to 4 consecutive losses coming out of the All-Star break. The final score, Portland 97, Boston 92.
All right, hi everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati here on a Thursday, coming to you from the Garden, our TD Garden broadcast studios with Maz and Murray alongside. We got a lot to get to today. We're planning to start with Celtics. We'll keep doing that, although there are developments in the Robert Kraft case, so we'll give you those as they progress. But first, want your thoughts on the Celtics and another pig roast of a game for the Celtics. Sort of the spin coming out of that game after it was that they turned some sort of corner or found something, or if we play like this, it's going to go our way, et cetera, et cetera. Do you buy that line of thinking, Maz?
Nope.
I'd say Murray doesn't. Your thoughts, go.
Same crap, different night. How many turnovers? How many offensive rebounds did Portland get? How much lack of effort did you see in stretches? How many terrible shots did you see chucked up from the likes of Morris, Marcus Smart, and that ill-advised three late in the game where they actually had a bit of momentum? It's the same stuff you're seeing over and over and over again. The most entertaining thing about the Celtics right now is the post-game press conferences from the players. That's it.
Okay, we'll get to some of that in a little bit.
But I mean, I think it's like a borderline clown show. I watch them play now, and I sort of found myself laughing at them last night when guys are Kyrie's flopping on the floor going after a ball that's going out of bounds.
Oh, God, when it bounced off all their feet?
Or at the end, right, I love that one. Or at the end of the quarter when, you know, the Jaylen Brown's stumbling all over the place and Kyrie has to jump in to get the jump ball. Like, all of it. I look at it and say, they can't even walk and dribble at the same time. It's unbelievable. So, I mean, I don't know how you – I've reached the point with them, and I'm sorry, even if they had played well and won last night, I sort of go back to the Toronto game and I say, that was the one, though. Like, I'm sorry, the Toronto game was the one. That was the one you had to show up in, and you didn't. And so even if they'd beaten Portland, great, big flipping deal. Who cares? Like, the night before did so much damage. To me, they're almost beyond repair.
I mean, again, the spin coming out of the game was that, well, Steven said it, others said it, that they were too tight and they just didn't hit, right? I mean, and they shot horribly. Of course they shot horribly. But, you know, make miss. If they had made those shots, they win and everything's right. Did you feel that way?
No, this is my point. Because they did. They had a bad shooting night. They did. They had a horrible shooting night. I mean.
But you know who had a worse shooting night?
Portland.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were bad, too.
Oh, my God. Portland led basically the whole way, was in control the whole way, and they were worse than you. Did they go, was it 21 straight threes at one point?
Something like
that. They had some sort of stretch where they were like 1 for 25, or I thought it was 0 for 21, whatever, where they couldn't hit. Think if they shot just 30%. I mean, my God.
Celtics could have easily lost that game last night by, you know, double digits. Easily. You know, like, I just look at it and say, I'm sorry, I don't see it. You know, I mean, I suppose you could tell me, did they try a little harder? Probably. I mean, they showed a little fight at the end of the game.
No, not when you look at the offensive rebound numbers.
Exactly.
How many times did that's where it's like, no, I don't want to hear about, well, the effort was a little bit better. No, it wasn't. It really wasn't.
How many times did they get beat to the rim defensively?
Right.
How many times, again, offensive rebounds, exactly. And I know, you know, Jurkic and the big guy, you didn't have Baines.
We didn't have Baines.
I'm sorry. Those are hustle numbers. What was it? I think the offensive rebounds were 15 to nothing at one point. 15 to nothing?
And how many of them were like three Celtics players around one? Okay, Nurkic is big, but still, that comes down to effort, too. Guys would be like, oh, there's the ball. And it's in the, you know, it's in the opposition's hands.
Huge issues. I don't think Portland's that good. I don't.
No, they're a bunch of chuckers, too.
And you're home, and it's like you're off that wretched road trip, natural time to turn it around, and you lose to a team who shot like that? How about the... It was at the end of a quarter. It was either maybe the third quarter where Lillard went coast to coast with 5 seconds left. Was it the second quarter or the...
I think that, yeah, it was going into the half.
It was the second or the... I don't know if it was going into the half.
That happened more than once.
Maybe it was going into the half. No, but this was glaring. You know, you were chipping away, and you get a bucket there to close it to whatever. I can't remember. 3, 5, 4, something in that range. 6 seconds left, and Lillard gets the ball underneath his own basket and goes all the way down. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Was that the half? I can't remember.
It was the end of the second quarter.
So what's that? It has nothing to do with make-miss. You've quit.
No, though they still play horrible defense. They do. They play horrible defense. I thought there were a bunch of times in that game where guys would snake their way through three people and go in for layups. Like, I just think it's the same thing over and over and over again. So I admit, I did not look at that game with as much scrutiny last night as I normally do because I said, I don't care what happens tonight. They're not changing my mind on what they are until something significant happens. You don't go into Toronto and play the way they did and then what, come back and beat Portland? And let's just say that it went their way. Let's say they blew Portland out. Does that change your opinion of the night before?
A little bit.
No way.
Well, no, it changes my opinion of the team.
No, not me. Not for me, it doesn't.
Because to me, it should. I don't know. You have ups and downs, and they've had a lot of downs. I get it. But you come back, you rally, you sort of reset, and you have a win, and you say, okay, that's a sign of a team that has a chance to be functional.
Those are the anomalies throughout the season. How many times? And I, too, have been guilty
of
taking the
cheese. Hold on. But don't say it. So then we shouldn't even talk about the game. If they would have won and you would have felt the exact same way?
Yeah. That's right. The game doesn't mean a lot to me.
We
can talk about some of the specific plays as a continuation of their problems. But I'm telling you, I'm sorry. I put a premium on some regular season games. That Toronto game was the one.
So, look, maybe last night was they had nothing to gain but more to lose. Because I look at them differently. I'm like, you can't even come home and take care of business against a team that couldn't put it in the freaking ocean and is in the middle of a huge, you know, for them, West Coast trip, East Coast trip. Like, that should be fish in a barrel.
Yeah, I was already there. I sort of thought, I don't care if they beat Portland.
So you've already given up?
Pretty close.
I have.
Pretty close. Yeah, pretty close. So I haven't given up for this reason. You know, you say giving up. I'm not writing them off. Like, nope, that's it. They're done. I'm not watching another game. I don't look at it that way. I look at it as they're not going to change my mind until they get to the playoffs. You know, even if they play well here in the regular season,
but
I don't care.
For me to believe in them a little bit in the playoffs, they have to show signs of life here. And last night was an easy little spot to show signs of life. And I'm sorry. It is not just the fact that they didn't shoot well. We just mentioned it. The defensive stuff, getting back. There were still like horrible signs that late Marcus Smart three-pointer, which was just putrid.
Horrendous.
But he take 4 seconds off the shot clock.
Okay, but look at the body language and the way the team reacted when he hucked that up. That's what I look at. We'll show you the video here coming up in a little bit.
The turnovers. They had 7 turnovers in the third quarter.
Like, so how could anyone say, they sort of got on track. They just didn't make. You didn't watch the game if that's the way that you feel. Jimmy Stewart back in our Town Fair Tire Studios. You ready to roll some sound? You have Kyrie from last night. I didn't have a chance
to roll
this,
like,
but there's a couple. How about the BS of the regular season? He can't wait for the BS of the regular season to be over.
The point now where you just don't worry about the standings. You just get back to playing good basketball, and then wherever you stand when the season ends.
You can't worry about the standings now. It's too late in the season. I mean, you know, obviously the 4 or 5 spot, but, you know, it's pretty 1-2 is pretty much locked up, 1-2-3. So, just play to, as long as we get there. I can't wait for this, all this other BS about regular season and keep getting better and talking over and over and over and again about what we can do to keep getting better in the regular season. I just want to be at the highest level playing. I mean, that's what I'm here for.
Okay, Murray?
That's the one that rubbed me the wrong way. Kyrie Irving, he's now become every caller to 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Blah, the regular season doesn't matter. Talk to me when we get to the playoffs, Felger and Mads, you idiot, and take those sunglasses off, Murray. Blah, it's the playoffs that matter. That's when we'll show up. Blah.
He's every caller to this radio station now. That's the one. He's just saying stuff to get the cameras and microphones now out of his face. He doesn't want it anymore, unless you're going to be asking him about world problems, building the wall, anything like that. That he'll talk about. The season? The Celtics? Him being here? Nah, whatever. I'm just going to tell you stuff to get the cameras the hell out of my face. We'll be fine. Okay. Then they go away and go to another player.
So I don't believe the whole we're going to be fine part. But the part about, you know, I'm tired of the answering these questions during the regular season. I'm tired of hearing the answers.
Do you feel that they are a potential flip the switch kind of team?
No.
Yep, come on.
No. So, why not? Do they have the talent to do it?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So start with that. So when I ask you, have you written them off? Like, I have. Because I think they're not going to win three straight series on the road if they end up the five. And, you know, I think they have to show some traction in the regular season to prove to themselves and everybody else that they can flip the switch. So, like, I sort of think they're done. But I'm not saying that because I've realized they don't have the talent. They're still better than every team in the East except for one, I think. And then it's a toss-up. I think them and Toronto are a toss-up. And they might even be better. So, like, when I say I've written them off, it's not because they're not good enough. They're certainly good enough. So why can't they flip? So everything else. I just explained to you why I think they couldn't flip the switch. Why do you think they can't?
Because I don't think they have the makeup or the character to do it. That's why. And look, again, you can describe that however you want. You can describe that as emotional maturity, mental toughness, whatever you want. I don't think they have it. And I think there are probably a couple of guys on the team that have it. Do I think Kyrie Irving can elevate? Yeah. Absolutely. I think Marcus Morris can elevate. Hell, I think on some level Marcus Smart can do it. Do I think that Jaylen Brown can do it? Nope. Terry Rozier? Nope. Gordon Hayward, the way he is now? Hell no. Like, I go right down the road. So, a couple of guys? Sure. Yeah. They can give someone a series, maybe. Can they make a legit run? Nope, they don't have the sack.
I mean, I just compared to the other flip-the-switch teams, all those LeBron teams, the Patriots, if you want to do that, the Celtics in 2010, like all the examples that have been used, they had all won championships. You know, so there was a little, I don't know, that to me.
Pedigree.
That's a team you sort of fear and say they've been there, they know how to do it, and they know what it takes. Other than Kyrie, no one on this team fits that profile.
There was institutionalized intestinal fortitude with those other teams. What has this team accomplished other than going kind of deep in the playoffs?
Okay, so they had, right, all those other teams had shown it in the past. This group has not with Kyrie. So I think it's a stretch to say that because the flip the switch team has to have an intangible. It's not just the talent. And this team has shown negative intangibles, brutal. And now, like, this is a sidelight, but I think it's becoming clear that Kyrie is starting to take out his frustrations on the local media, which is weird. Jimmy, play that snippy exchange at the end.
What's your confidence level in this team going forward?
Huh?
What's your confidence level in the team going forward?
What do you mean?
Just in terms of, like, you know. You
got what kind of question is that?
A legitimate question. I mean, I just, you know.
Nah.
How do you feel about this team?
All right, next question.
Okay.
Who asked that?
I don't even know.
I don't know, but I love that.
I believe it was Mark James of Nesson.
Excellent. You shouldn't have said it, Jimmy. All right, anyway.
I'm sorry.
So I think Kyrie is, you know, he's getting such grief all the way around, and he deserves it. But he's taken out in front of those guys that stand in front of him after games when those are the pussycats, right? Like, those are the guys that have his back, and I don't think he gets it. I mean, it's meaningless, really. It's not germane. I just find it interesting that now he's getting really ornery with those guys in front of him after the game.
But that is a legit question.
Because he knows the answer. That's why. And the answer is none. How much confidence do you have in your teammates? None. Have you watched us play? So he didn't like the question because, I don't know. Like, I wonder if Kyrie, because it feels to me there's been a, you know, as you say, he's taking it out on the media. Maybe he's redirecting his frustration and he's trying not to throw teammates under the bus all of a sudden. I don't know what it is. All I know is that I look at them and I say, you guys don't get it. You don't get it.
So to me, there were no signs of life last night. Bottom line, they're trying to spin it that way. I didn't see it. Did you? Have you given up on the team? Your thoughts right after this.
Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'd like to see our team all together.
the last couple weeks and see what we can do in the playoffs. And I still have hope. I still have hope for this team. And the best part about it is I like each guy on the team. We don't have any jerks on the team. We have good guys that want to play well. I think Brad said last night, and I agree with it, I felt like they were even pressing last night. They were trying hard and all that. And when we still have a lot of young guys, and they're going to be inconsistent. That's just the nature of the game.
You buy any of that from Ainge? Well, they still have a lot of good guys. They don't have jerks. They're still a young team.
So from his perspective, I can see why he believes that. But here's my question.
Do you think he believes it?
No.
Thank you.
Deep down, no. But here's what I would say. Define jerk. I hate to be a wise ass about this, but I look at it and say, so someone who's uncooperative, is he strong-willed or is he a jerk? I don't know. The one that sticks out to me is Jaylen Brown. Like, is Jaylen Brown a quote-unquote bad guy? Well, no, probably not. But is he set in his ways and unwilling to bend for the team concept? You know, strong-willed, strong personality? It feels that way. Does that make him a jerk? You tell me. In the team framework, I would say yes. But Ainge's probably not looking at it that way. So, I think they have personality problems in there and character problems.
I don't know if jerk is the right word for Kyrie Irving, but he's something. There's, come up with the word. Jerk might not be entirely appropriate, but
a pill.
I don't know.
Self-absorbed diva?
There's something there. There's something to describe him that does not sit well with this team and has not helped the team. Your thoughts. Let's zip through these calls on the Celts. Duran in Belmont. Go ahead, Duran.
Hi, how are you? Good. If I had 20 minutes to talk to you guys about the Celtics, that wouldn't be long enough. It's the most frustrating team, and I think it's just a lack of character, lack of leadership. I'm really disappointed in Al Horford not taking a leadership role in Marcus Morris or one of these guys to step up. And that Marcus Smart shot last night, I almost threw my TV out the window. I just couldn't believe he had the balls and the guts to take that type of shot. When he's shooting below 20%.
Yeah, well, you haven't been watching him. I mean,
I can't believe he took it.
Was anyone really surprised?
No.
And the folks out at NBC Sports Boston, if you want to roll in that video, and if you can see it in these angles, and we're a little bit of a delay here down at the Garden, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to talk over the video exactly, but when he chucked this up, I want you to look at two things. One is Brad Stevens and his reaction, and the other is the reaction of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Okay? Brad Stevens, for a guy who's very, really not demonstrative, boy, does he throws his hands up and then almost goes to his knees. Like, you've got to be kidding me. And then the reason the Blazers got such an easy bucket going back is that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum stopped. They all sat there and go, you got to be kidding me. And they just stopped. And you see Stevens up there at the top of the screen? Oh, my God. So he felt the exact same way. Again, watch Brown and Tatum on this. Look at Tatum.
You've got to be kidding me.
What stands out to me is if I'm Jaylen Brown, I'm sitting there going, ow! So I was the a-hole the night before for not kicking out to you in the corner. Ow, I see. You need me to be throwing you the ball to be taking another bad three-point. Now, I'm the bad guy because I wanted to go to the rim, and I'm supposed to chuck it out to you at the three-point line? You hack. Okay? Marcus Smart shooting is a hack.
Oh, gosh. And
he
doesn't get it.
He's a freaking hack. He's a plumber. And so Jaylen Brown's the bad guy because he wouldn't kick it out to him the night before? You can see why they hate each other. I mean, you can see why there's an issue. I feel for Jaylen Brown there. I do.
And you know what this all comes down to? They all aren't as good as they think they are. There's only a couple of guys on the team that should be taking that shot. And really, one, ideally. But only, and they all think they should be taking it.
Well,
that's the point.
It's their system. Pete and Everett, go ahead, Pete.
Tony, you're absolutely right. My opinion to the game is this. It was like watching a schoolboy basketball game last night. I honestly think Stevens has lost control of this team. I honestly think Ainge is just knows what's going on. He's not coming out and tell anybody. There's a problem.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you there, Pete. There's no question Stevens can't control what's going on the team. Could anyone?
I don't know. I mean, again, I think it's different if you've got a coach with pedigree and championships, because then the players don't have a choice. There's just an aura about a guy like that. They don't have a choice.
So you're talking about a handful of guys. Maybe Pat Riley, maybe Doc, maybe Popovich, maybe, you know, like that's it. Like guys like that. Played in the league, won in the league, have rings as a coach.
Correct.
I mean, pretty much the players are going to run the show in that league.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, you're talking about maybe five guys. Maybe. Like, I would even throw Rick Carlisle on the list because I think Carlisle's got some of that. He's got an attitude and he's a little edgy. But other than that, really, no, not many.
Jimmy, Ainge, this morning on Touch and Rich, I should say the Ainge stuff came from Touch and Rich this morning here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Full interview up on 98.5thesportshub.com and the app. How about Ainge on Stevens? Let's hear that.
There's blame to share for everybody, but I will say this. He's the least, by far, of anybody that there is to blame, because I know that Brad is going to be prepared, and I know that Brad is putting in the work to do whatever he can to try to help this team and fix this team. So that is the very bottom of the rung. I know that he takes more responsibility than anybody, in my opinion, as to the success and lack of success. He takes ownership and the things that he needs to do better, and so anyway, he's the least of the problems of all the problems that we have in on our team right now.
Okay, I think Ainge is the least. My blame pie is players, specifically the Kyrie Irving thing on both sides, both Kyrie and the young guys. Like, that whole thing has just infected the team. That's number one. The coach is two, Ainge is three. I can't blame Ainge for acquiring a lot of talent. That's his job.
The one thing I'll say for Stevens, though, is that it's not for lack of effort.
Hello.
You know, the some of the variables that are affecting him are ones that he can't control.
Bob and Marlboro, go ahead. You're up next to Felger and Mass.
Yeah. I think the problem with the Celtics is they got no height. They could have had that guy Cantor from the Knicks, and Portland got him.
Okay, so let me stop you. I think, you know, obviously you got beat up inside last night between Cantor and, is it Jurkic or Nocic? Like, why
that one's, they get Nurkic.
Nurkic. So, obviously, you're at a disadvantage there. But that doesn't mean, at one point, I think the offensive rebounds were 15-0. That's hustle and engagement. Again, if they're going to outboard you because of their size, I understand that. Then have it be, you know, 15-10 or whatever. 15-0? You're not engaged.
No, listen, this team has no heart. They have no heart. No heart, no balls. And whether they beat Portland last night or not, that wasn't going to change. This is what I'm I'm sorry. I've given up on them in the regular season. I've given up to the idea that they can somehow show me that they have some sort of package, because they don't.
Matt in Framingham, you're up next. What do you got, Matt? Quickly.
I know that everybody really, you know, they love Brad Stevens. But I'm starting to question Brad Stevens. I don't know. I think he's good with the young guys. I don't think he can handle the big superstar talents. I think that Kyrie Irving is being a diva. He's kind of being a smart ass. I don't like it. The team's tanking. After that last night, I was confident they were going to win last night. I was telling everyone, oh, you know, 3 points, that kick, you know, they're favored by three. Kick the Celtics. It's a definite. I thought they were going to show hot. I thought they were going to come back. Only Marcus Smart showed hot. And one more thing I just want to say. I'm not just, like, done with the Celtics as far as, like, I think they're over. I'm just done with the NBA. I don't even.
All right, so let me stop you there. Come on. If the Celtics were having a good year, you'd still be in on the NBA. That goes up and down with how your team's doing. So stop with that. The NBA's good. The NBA's as good as it's been in a long time. Sorry, your team's not, but the league is solid. What's the first thing that he said? Of course, I can't remember it. What was his point?
Well, I mean, I heard it.
Oh, that last night should have been a layup. Last night, just in general, of all these losses, like, I think last night was almost the worst. You're home, easy rallying point. The opponent's in the middle of a long road trip. The opponent could not put the ball in the ocean from the outside. Gave you so much opportunity to be in this game. That's one that should be automatic if you're any sort of team. So last night, to me, was almost the most concerning of all of them.
Yeah, I told you, I'm not exempting them from the defeat. I'm just telling you that had they won it, especially with the way Portland played, like, I'm supposed to take a level of satisfaction in that? I don't. But I still think the Toronto one was worse. That's one you got to rise for. see us rise? How about see us quit?
Here's more.
How about that? Can they do those T-shirts and commercials?
There is some breaking news as it relates to Robert Kraft and his case in Florida this afternoon. The latest right here in Murray's Update, and then we're back with more.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Final minute. Marcus Smart, heart beating out of his chest tonight. Pulls up, feeling contact, but he misses the three, and the Blazers have the rebound. Quick outlet, fielded by McCollum. Celtics waiting for a foul that never came. Bounce pass to Lillard, who lays it in. Brad Stevens calls a timeout. 7-point game now with 36 seconds to go.
Well, Marcus tried something. He thought he felt the contact. Tried to get the harm, tried to get the foul. They didn't call it. That's the old ball game.
Holy cow. What a soft call by our boys there.
I mean, horrendous shot selection. Horrendous.
Where's the... Jeez. I don't want to love him to death. But good Lord.
I mean, again, you've got...
How about the shot selection? How about the timing of that shot? How about no one getting back on defense? What about that whole thing?
Brutal. I mean, look, again, you know, so my expectations for hometown broadcasters are a lot lower than yours.
I know.
Like,
I look at it and say,
this is part of the deal when you do
it's
the job.
It's a me
that they
problem.
Do.
It's a me problem.
So, but the shot? Holy crap. Like, you play yourself into that situation and off the dribble. Off the dribble. It's not like he was stationed somewhere and they moved the ball around and that was the open man. He had the ball. He went around the pick. Off the dribble, he took that shot. Off the dribble.
Well, Jimmy, let's just run it here. I was watching the ESPN feed. What's her name, Doris?
Doris Burke.
Listen to Doris Burke. She sort of represents how I think everyone felt watching that game. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Boston working with a 7-0 run.
Why would he shoot that there?
And now Lillard to the rim gets the roll.
And that's frustration by Brad Stevens. And you so admire how Marcus's effort and intensity brought him back in the game. But that shot's a killer. That's a 4-point swing when you're on a 7-0 run. Bad shot leads
Good
to
job.
Numbered opportunity.
Oh,
and Dame doesn't miss a second time.
I mean, this is one of those, like, again, I don't know any other way to say it than you're not that good. What are you doing taking that shot?
I mean, she says it in the middle of the play. Why that shot? She's like, you know, she doesn't watch it on a nightly basis. Maybe she's not used to the fact that Marcus Smart thinks he's Reggie Miller.
That's what he does.
That's his game. I mean, he's somewhere along the line, someone told him he can shoot. And he believes it. So Doris Burke hasn't watched enough of them. But in the middle of it, I mean, again, Jimmy, just in the very, she's like, why that shot?
Why would he shoot that there?
Thank you. Why would he shoot that there?
Oh, she's right. I mean, again, it was horrendous, absolutely horrendous.
Okay, so there was another thing, Maz, that you saw that, again, we're going to roll in the video at NBC Sports Boston that you wanted to mention with Jaylen Brown.
So when I saw the photo in the Globe this morning, and it was a photo of Jaylen Brown talking to Brad Stevens, and apparently this was at the end of the first quarter, and Kyrie Irving sort of intervening and putting his hand to say, you know, it looked like back off. Like, and so I started to wonder, is Jaylen Brown not giving resistance to the coach too? Is that what that was about? And I watched the video of it. It didn't feel as bad as the photo. So, you know, maybe it was just a snapshot at an instant that was a little deceiving. And I did see Kyrie sort of, you know, kind of pat Jaylen Brown on the butt. And it felt like it was a softer, more measured approach by Kyrie. But Jaylen Brown is somewhere in the middle of this thing. somewhere in the middle of this thing, Jaylen, because it feels like
they all hate Jaylen Brown.
They do, but it also feels
I'm sorry, they're all piling on Jaylen Brown. Like, he's become like the scapegoat for those guys on that team.
Feels that way.
So I am sorry.
He and Rozier both, I would say. Like, maybe it's worse with Brown because they lash out at Brown on the court publicly, and it's a bad look. So now, look, whether or not you think that Jaylen Brown has talked too much about winning five titles before he's won one, about being LeBron when they didn't, all of which is true, he doesn't deserve to be publicly undressed either. That's just a bad look.
And every time he makes a mistake, it's like they're all...
Immediately, too.
They're all over him. I mean, the thing from the other night, and that just... You know, Jones has been ranting about this, but when Marcus Smart took that three-pointer last night, that just back-breaking, killer, awful three-pointer, it did occur to me. I'm starting to feel bad for Jaylen Brown. Like, he's the bad guy because he wouldn't kick it out to Marcus effing Smart the night before, in the middle of the second quarter. It's not like it was a game-breaking situation. It was the game was in the balance in the second quarter. Toronto was, you know, coming back and starting to pull away a little bit. So it was a crucial situation, but it was in the middle of the game. And Brown doesn't kick out to Smart, and they scream at – both Marcus Smart and Marcus Morris scream at Jaylen Brown. And if I'm Jaylen Brown after that Marcus Smart miss last night, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm the problem because I'm supposed to kick it out to this a-hole who can't shoot, who thinks he's freaking Ray Allen. This bricklayer, that's who I'm supposed to kick the ball out to versus taking it to the rim. Really? Okay, I'm the problem, I guess.
Oh, so look, and this is really at the core of the whole team thing. So one night, it's Jaylen Brown making the bad decision because I can score on my own. He made the wrong play, though. The next night, it's Marcus Smart saying, no, I'll make the play on my own. It's the wrong play, though. Like, they all do it. They all think they're better than they are. Every single one of them. Like, and even Kyrie. I said this to you, but he's not as good as he thinks he is.
How do you
think he talks like he's LeBron James, but he can't impact the game on the defensive end the way other guys can?
How do you think he was last night? How did he shoot last night? But by the way, you're totally right about Marcus Morris, by the way, Murray, and others who've said it. He's not the same.
He's not even close. It's been a little while.
He was
too.
Gunning in the first part of the year. He was stroking it, right? Just one of the most consistent shooters on the team. Not nearly the same guy offensively. And how's Kyrie shooting?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they don't look as good when he's on the floor. He's brilliant. I mean, but half the time I feel he's just like pleasuring himself out there. Dipsy-doo, little head fake, look at my handle. The behind-the-back pass to Horford there is like, it's like every other play. I don't know. Like, they don't play good team basketball when he's out there recently. I didn't feel this way last year, but I'm starting to notice it. What did he shoot,
I think he shot like 12 for 24 or something.
Okay.
I'll double check. The numbers are better than you would think they were.
It didn't feel great.
But no, he hasn't been the same since the All-Star break either. I told you this, before the All-Star break, I thought he was playing his best basketball as a Celtic. I mean, he was dynamite. I thought he was sharing the ball, passing the ball, making other guys better, elevating them. I thought you were seeing all of that. And I thought you saw a little of it in the first quarter against Toronto. I thought he was really good there. But last night, and the final numbers, shooting was 14 for 24 in the game, 3 of 5 from 3. But I would also say no free throw attempts, right? And as a team, they had 10. So, like, they always take the easy way out. They on both ends of the floor. It's the first jumper, one-on-one, let me create a little space and shoot it up there. And on the defensive end, they absolutely take the easy way out.
Okay, coming up next, we have our long commercial-free segment. Sip through these Celtics calls. Next hour, we'll start doing some football. We've asked, what could possibly be Robert Kraft's case? He pled not guilty, so that plea is officially in. That broke today. So he's officially pled not guilty. What's his case? We've wondered, how could he possibly have a case with the video evidence against him? Well, that's starting to come out. So we'll give you those details, again, with your calls right after this.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Maz.
I love it.
You were right, Maz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
make it a one-possession game. Could not connect.
Why would he shoot that there?
And now Lillard to the rim. Gets the roll.
And that's frustration by Brad Stevens. And you so admire how Marcus's effort and intensity brought him back in the game. But that shot's a killer. That's a four-point swing when you're on a 7-0 run. Bad shot leads to numbered opportunity, and Dame doesn't miss a second time.
Felger Maz back here from the Garden, following up with your Celtics thoughts. They came back from the commercial. ESPN and Doris Burke kept criticizing the shot. Stayed on Marcus Smart for that. She never said anything like it. Why do you shoot there? I'm with you, Doris. Pete in Delaware, go.
Hey, I blame Brad Stevens for this because he's the one who always promotes these guys shooting the ball, and it continued. The only guy who's held accountable for anything on his team is Jaylen Brown. The rest of them, look at the minutes, play after play. Marcus Morris should be on the bench. He shouldn't be starting. Marcus Smart takes that shot because he's done it before in these situations, and there's no repercussions. It's the coach who needs to pay a price once in a while.
Murray, do you feel that way about Stevens?
Yeah, I think he's skating in terms of drawing up the blame pie, if you will. It feels like it's always about the players and that's it, or it's Kyrie and they're better off without Kyrie. When it comes to Brad Stevens, I think so. You can even make a case to me last night that while I like a shorter bench, but the way that team had played as of late, why not try something different? If you need maybe a little bit of size or someone to shake their big ass and try to push guys out of the way in the paint, have you Yabusele play a few minutes last night?
Oh, don't like Time Lords?
No.
29 seconds in
no.
there?
No, that was a good appearance too, wasn't it?
I liked it.
Yeah, no, they put him in to defend Nurkic. He got spun around and dunked on.
Wide open dunk.
Yeah, and to say that it was like the easiest play in the game would be an understatement.
Second easiest. Easiest is when Stevens went to zone that one time and who slipped back door wide open under the rim? Remember that play?
I don't.
Oh, God.
And so how many minutes again did Hayward play last night, too? It was over.
Too many.
Yeah, too many. And
he
I think he ended
pathetic.
Up with 3 points.
He is bad.
So there's another case there. He still continues to get too many minutes. Moore should be benched right now. Brown should be in the starting five. There's a lot of issues you can get on. Again, how long? There was a run that Portland went on last night. It took forever to take a timeout. I think they went on, it was like a 16-2 run or something like that. When it's at 8-2 or 6-2, how about the timeout then? And I've seen too much of this just in this ugly four-game winning streak from him. Again, feels like he just doesn't have his finger on the pulse of this team at times.
They're soft.
Kevin in South Boston, go ahead.
5 for 28, 3 points. 5 for 28. What is the coach doing with these guys? Is it just practice, huck up three-pointers?
So let me stop you. The three-point shooting is not the coach's fault. That's the entire organization's philosophy.
Hell, it's the league.
I guarantee you they've got a room full of nerds somewhere that are telling them to take those shots. So that's not Brad Stevens' fault. That, and Maz is right. That's the league.
Oh, but I will say this, because, again, these runs, the runs that they're allowing, and the one in Toronto two nights ago was brutal too, and there was more than one. This team lacks the ability to recognize we just need a two-pointer to slow the game down. They don't have any poise. They just completely wilt and they cave in. It's unbelievable.
So Portland had the same thing and they shot worse than you. So I don't want to hear about the fact that you couldn't shoot. They shot worse, at least from distance. All that little stuff inside, yeah. So I don't know what the shooting percentages were, but from beyond the line, they were worse than you. Matt and Franklin, go.
I just want to talk about the lack of defense that they have this year, because last year they finished like fourth in defense and right now they're sitting like ninth, which is pretty bad. In the last 6-10 games, they've been sitting down about 20, about lower half of this league there.
So let me just stop you. That's what you're speaking to. Balls, heart.
Yeah, they don't dig in. They give up way too many easy buckets. Again, I went through and actually this is the kind of loser I am. I go through the game log and count how many dunks Toronto had the night before. It was 8. They had 8 dunks the night before. And so if you wanted to tell me, do they miss Baines? Well, of course. Yes, they miss a big body in front of the rim that can just create traffic there, and absolutely. But that still doesn't – how do you explain the perimeter defense against Toronto? Allowing all those three-pointers. How do you explain the breakaways where guys are beating guys down the floor?
Again, the two plays last night that stood out to me, the stupid zone defense, like that play was – that was coaching or – but The Lillard end-to-end rush at the end of the second quarter, when the Celts had gained a little momentum, a little traction, a late basket, and they just allow Lillard to go all the way down the floor and score at the buzzer. That one, and then after the Marcus Smart miss, how everyone just stopped. And to me, that has nothing to do with Baines. That has to do with their condition right now. Christian in Newport, your thoughts on Marcus Smart?
Yeah, so, hey, how you guys doing today?
Fine. What do you got, Christian?
So me and my roommates last night, we're watching the Celtics game, we're watching the comeback happen, and all of a sudden Marcus Smart comes on, Kyrie's open, and he takes that three-pointer, and we were disappointed. We want to know what is the biggest problem for the Celtics and what's going on.
Okay, yeah, so your line says Marcus Smart's ruining the season. The biggest problem is not Marcus Smart.
No.
I mean, but is it so hard to get to him and have an intervention?
See, this is what I don't. This is where I do blame Stevens, and I don't know. Maybe the message is being delivered, and Smart's just not responding
well,
to it. In which case, you put his ass on the bench.
So I meant to play this. At least Marcus Smart, you know, if the first step to solving a problem is acknowledging the problem, at least Marcus Smart did that last night in the postgame, Jimmy. Let's hear Marcus Smart.
This is a dumbass shot by me.
Thank you. No, we don't hear anymore.
No, and it still doesn't excuse taking it. So, and the problem with Smart is that this happens over and over. Maybe not quite as deliberate or pronounced as it was last night. Again, coming off a screen, off the dribble. Like he's acting like the play was designed for him. No, you said a little while ago, like he's Ray Allen.
He thinks he's Reggie Miller.
Right. You come off a pick and shoot. That's what Kyrie would do. The great shooters do that. They want you taking that shot? I have a problem with Smart shooting the ball when he's open.
Watch Stevens again if you can. They're rolling the video if you're watching on the simulcast. If you can see Stevens at the top of the screen, his body language is just, look at his knees buckle. So not even Stevens wanted that. But if you don't want him shooting that, Brad, that's not the first time he's done that. You got to get to him and tell him you are absolutely prohibited from shooting in this situation. This is a team rule. If you shoot, you're going to the bench.
Individually, these guys don't know who they are. Like Marcus Smart thinks he's a game winner at the end of a game. No, you're there to dive on the floor and get the loose ball and then give it to someone who can score. None of them know their role. Like, and I'm not saying that part is Steven's fault. They don't accept their role. Oh, it's so maddening.
Sam in the car. Go ahead, please. Sam in the car, you're up.
Hi.
Okay, not ready to go. We've got Khalid in Needham. Khalid in Needham, you're up next with Felger and Mass. Go.
Yeah, what's up? So I was watching the game last night, and a big part of the thing I think the Celtics were able to come back from was because of Marcus Smart's hard play. And like Mass said, you know, his job is to jump all over the ball and get the defense going, and that's what he did, and that's what got him back in the game. And he felt like he had the shot, and he took it. Yes, he said it was a dumb shot, but in the moment and making all those plays, I don't think it was that bad of an idea.
No, it was the worst idea. I mean, I know why he did. He was feeling it. He was the key to the comeback. He was the key to keeping him in it. He did make a lot of those plays. You know, I guess it was after the three-pointer. He missed that three-pointer, I mean, the second free throw on purpose, and they kick it out to Kyrie, and they got a last little breath. So he was making all sorts of plays like that, and I just know, you know, they're saying he was trying to draw the foul because the guy was arm-barring him a little bit on the perimeter. Maybe that was partly it. But what it mostly was he was feeling it was his night, his moment.
There's been too much of that since he's come into the league.
So, and that shot, I almost blame the coach more than him because that's who he is. That's what he's always done. That's where I do blame Stevens, because Marcus Smart thinks it's okay to take that shot.
Right. If you open the door for him, that's what you're going to get. And so this is what I mean about, holy crap, how do you take that shot? It really is. It's unbelievable.
Well, because the offense that he runs enables that. Again, when you have Aaron Baines out there taking threes at times, what do you think Marcus Smart's going to do if he feels like he's got an open look or he's like you're just feeling it anyway, even if two guys are in front of him? He's taking the shot.
He thinks he can shoot. he thinks he can shoot. That's the part that blows me away. Like, no, I'm good. I can make this. Like, the only time he should shoot is when he's wide open, they've moved the ball around, and now, if the defense is going to give you that, then you have to take it.
Okay, come up next, the latest with Robert Kraft. There are word-breaking developments today, including his plea that has been submitted to the court in Palm Beach and potentially what his case could be. New revelations about what went on in the day spa that day, who he was being serviced by, okay, and what that could mean for the case. All those details come your way in 90 seconds, no commercials. Here's Murray with an update, and we're right back with this.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.